Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Play ball!
Bruce Levine, 670 The Score baseball analyst.
It is all baseball.
32 years baseball veteran reporter.
Bruce, I've known you for a number of years now.
Breaking stories faster than a herd of speeding turtles.
I like turtles. All right, you're great zombie.
Twitter at MLB Bruce Levine.
By the way, I loved you in The Wizard of Oz.
Bruce Levine.
Mully and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Bruce Levine is The Score's baseball expert, and he joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Morning, Bruce.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
Well, we're doing great, and obviously the big White Sox news, they were at home yesterday, and they rolled out a new starter, not new, not fresh, not a guy that we hadn't heard of before, but certainly hadn't seen as a White Sox before, Odrisimer Despaigne, and
That's easy for you to say, Mike.
And he went six innings and gave up seven hits, a couple walks, a couple strikeouts, and all in all, I think you'd have to say he gave them what they wanted, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, six innings from a guy that, you know, wasn't even on the radar in this team, you know, 3 weeks ago. Just, you know, a journeyman guy, 32 years old, that's been around a lot. He went out there and in an unconventional way, starting the game by only having a few minutes to warm up. He told Renteria and the White Sox that's what he does. You know, he doesn't have the conventional, you know, 30 pitches in the bullpen and loosens up. He just goes out there, does some exercise before. And six innings, three runs, it's, you know, it's going to keep you in most games these days. I would say they would take that every time from a starting pitcher. But nonetheless, the White Sox offense couldn't do anything with Sanchez, who was almost a Cub, you know, 6 years ago when they offered him $80 million. And it's one of those deals you're happy you didn't make because he's been up and down ever since.
Right.
Nonetheless, the Washington team's been a pretty hot team lately.
Bruce, certainly the bullpen imploded, and you're right, the Nationals are hot, and it was a blowout. But the bigger concern rests, big picture, with Yoan Moncada left the game with some back tightness. What is the latest with that, and how concerned should Sox fans be?
Well, you hope it's muscular because he said he had a little trouble breathing, you know, and that's, you know, sometimes, you know, from the people you talk to that, you know, that's a muscle strain of some sort. So you hope it's not that bad. He was hoping, you know, he said, you know, I'm feeling a little better and hopefully I'll be back in. But they're obviously going to be cautious, run him through some tests today. We'll have a better idea, you know, early this afternoon exactly what it is. But, you know, the injury bug is, you know, something that the White Sox have had to deal with a number of their players. They're not the only team that suffers through this, but, you know, right now some of these pitching injuries have stood out for sure. Nonetheless, Moncada will be reevaluated today, and we'll know a little bit more.
It was interesting to see the first All-Star balloting. I saw Scott Merkin tweeted out that James McCann ranked second among catchers, which is probably, you know, fairly accurate given the year he's had, what he's hitting. Jose Abreu third among first basemen, Tim Anderson fourth among shortstops, and Moncada, another guy they were hoping to get some sort of support for. So, you know, I get it. Gary Sanchez is going to lead all catchers. That doesn't surprise you, but is McCann the best bet to kind of break through here, even with what Anderson has done and what certainly Moncada's done?
Yeah, well, sure. You know, obviously you're hoping Lucas Giolito's the starting pitcher for the All-Star game. Right now, if the balloting ended today, don't you think that he would be the first choice? Probably so. I mean, I don't know who's pitched better. But with McCann, you know, that's been the great surprise for the White Sox this year. A guy that, you know, kind of reworked his hitting style and You know, the pitchers talk about, you know, just what he brings right. as far as confidence for them and his defense every day. So that is truly one of the best signings, free agent signings in the offseason by anybody. And he certainly deserves to be in the All-Star game. He's been that good.
Bruce, scary moment last night at Guaranteed Rate Field. Eloy Jimenez hit a foul ball that ended up hitting a woman, a Sox fan, in the head, and that she retreated to the corridor. Her head was bleeding. Another incident that you saw Jimenez, he grabbed his helmet and he did not quite have the same reaction Elwood Almora Jr., but that was still fresh in our memories. What was the latest, and how would you describe the scene there last night?
Well, it was, you know, it's ugly, and you know, it's so impactful now because, you know, David, you always, you know, you if you're down on the field and you get to watch batting practice these days, the ball just explodes off of the bat, and there's just no reaction time. The ball is that tight now, it's that different, and, you know, you hope that these incidents don't occur again because Major League Baseball eventually quickly insists on netting all the way around. I mean, that's what we've gotten to because of the way the bat speed has gone for players, and the ball has, you know, been tightened up. You know, people say, well, how do you know the ball is different? You know, just watch the home runs every night and watch the fact that they're not 375 or 380 feet mostly. They're mostly averaging 420 feet. It's an unnatural ball, and they're going to have to address it to protect the fans out there. It was an ugly scene.
Why won't baseball just go ahead and do it?
Or why won't teams, if they don't have to wait for Major League Baseball to tell them to do it, won't teams act independently?
And, you know, Bruce, I was reading a thing that there's something called the baseball rule where it's written on the ticket that you're taking, you know, that they're not responsible for it. And you keep believing that the only reason they're not jumping in right now is perhaps they're afraid of some
liability
issue from people that, because it doesn't make sense. After that little girl was hurt, you would think at that point they should have just
uniformity.
Gone in, of course.
Look, you know, the responsibility is on both sides. It's obvious. You know, we live in a different era, and we've talked about it before, but it's worth mentioning again. People go to baseball games, they're not always watching the action, okay? Because of the fact that we're in a social media area where we're always looking at our phones. You know, imagine not looking at your phone for an hour. You know, can you imagine the angst of people, of what they're missing from people they keep in contact with, or how they check out the news and information out there? So, you know, the responsibility is there, but, you know, hurting fans or people going to the hospital is the worst thing that can happen to a sport, especially baseball. So Major League Baseball, you know, doesn't usually react to one or two situations. In this case, they have to because you have to give allow an experience out there for your fan base that's safe and that everybody feels, you know, they're going to be in a good situation when you go. We're way beyond, hey, that netting's going to disturb our best box seat owners. You know, box seat owners already know the netting is there to protect them. It doesn't really impact their experience as much as they thought they would, and they're happy to have it there now. So now they're going to have to go down the rest of the line. It's just the way it is.
Bruce, thank you for facilitating our interview with Mike Rizzo at 8:40 today. The Nationals general manager, Chicago guy, made good. Also, before the game yesterday, you listened to Rick Hahn, the White Sox general manager, talk about state of affairs for them. And he mentioned Dylan Cease. He mentioned possible trade rumors. What was your biggest takeaway from listening to Rick?
That by July 1st, unless there's a huge backup and Cease has more of the outings like he had Sunday where it was just two-thirds of an inning, and that was more manager choice at that point. They thought that he was laboring out there and they didn't want him to get hurt. But everything goes normal by July 1st. I think you're going to see him up here. So Hahn did say it's probably not in the next two or three starts, but it's going to be at some point. So from what I gather and people I talk to afterwards, you know, by July 1st, Dylan Cease should be in that rotation. Now, when he's here, don't expect him to go out there and throw seven or eight innings every time that he's out there. He's on an innings plan. He's on an outings plan. They're going to adhere to it just like they did with Giolito and Lopez when they brought them to the major leagues. So You know, if he's throwing five good innings and he's only given up a run and he comes out, people wonder why. That's what you're going to have to pay attention to.
Bruce, why can't the Cubs win on the road? What do you believe is the issue here?
Yeah.
And the pitchers, the ERA doubles pretty much, so start.
Yeah, it's a great question, Mike. What is it, 13-17 now on the road? You know, one of the better home teams. But I don't know what it is. You know, I mean, the pitching, obviously, Darvish yesterday, I guess, for Coors Field, giving up that four-run inning and pitching six, that's probably good enough, you know, for a Coors outing. But, the bullpen wasn't able to get it done. And, again, scoring runs without the home run ball continues to be something that you have to watch with the Chicago Cubs. They're a great home run hitting team. They have great run production. But adhering to what Joe and Anthony Iaposi, the hitting coach, want from them as far as the line drive approach to all the fields, I think you're going to have to keep watching that. You know, you had people getting home run happy, and I think that occurs with the Cubs in some of their approach. So keep watching that, and make sure that they're going for line drives and going to the opposite field if you want to see them in the right approach.
Bruce, Adam Eaton had a big night for the Nationals. Did he get booed, or is that just me in my living room?
No, he got booed. You know, I don't think it was a horrible amount, but, in reality, you know, he was an interesting guy here, you know, because he hustled, he gave you everything he had. His decision-making process was not always that good. And on top of that, you know, the clubhouse situation was certainly a concern. Let's put it that way. Let's give Adam a break. It was a concern. But he has found a nice home with Washington, and as you can, you'll continue to watch. We talked to Han yesterday about the fact that did he win the trade now that Giolito has stepped up to be one of the best pitchers in baseball? Lopez, you know, looking like a guy that's going to be in the rotation for a long time. Is that a win for the White Sox in that trade? Obviously, Han downplayed that. You'll talk to Mike Rizzo, the general manager, at 8:40. He'll fill you in on his end.
Eaton, nobody like you.
All right. Hey, that's hilarious.
Good stuff, Bruce.
Bruce, thanks a ton.
All right, guys.
Thanks
a
lot.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Yep.
Thanks for everything. That is our guy, Bruce Levine, the Scores baseball expert.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.